Isru Chag Sameach, and a question that comes up every year after Sukkot is how to dispose of the Arba Minim and perhaps any Schach that one wants to dispose of as well. So there is actually a sugya in Masechet Megillah on Daf Kafav, which makes a distinction between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah are things which are used to facilitate a mitzvah, but actually don't have any intrinsic Kedusha themselves, as opposed to Tashmishei Kedusha, which have the Shem Hashem in them, and therefore have absolute Kedusha. So Tashmishei Mitzvah, the Gemara says, are things like Sukkah and Shofar and Nulav and Tzitzit. They're all used for mitzvah. They're not actually sacred themselves, as opposed to Tefillin and Mezuzot and Sifrei Torah, which are things of Kedusha, and Tashmishei Kedusha are the bags that these things are held in. So the difference is that Tashmishei Mitzvah can be thrown away, whereas Tashmishei Kedusha needs Geniza, they need to be stored away. So strictly speaking, Tzitzit and Shofar and Aluluv and Schach can all be thrown in the bin. And this halacha appears in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kaf Aleph, as far as Tzitzit is concerned. But the Shulchan Aruch points out that you're not allowed to do a tashmish maguna, something inappropriate, something unpleasant with these items. So whilst min hadin, you could put your arba minim or your tzitzit into the bin, you certainly shouldn't put them in the bin together with dirty nappies and the like, and they ought to be treated with a little bit of respect. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sim Tafresh Samach Dalet Seif Chet, talking about the Hoshanot after Hoshana Rabbah, after they've been beaten, or just the Aravot from the Lulav, Afal Pishahin is Reket, even though they can be thrown out, you shouldn't trample on them, so you should throw them out in a respectful manner. And the Rama actually says that there's a minhag to put the aravot aside and use them for the baking of matzot just before Pesach. Seeing as you've done one mitzvah with them, you'll do another mitzvah with them just before Pesach. Many people, most of us I think, don't bake our own matzot, so what are we going to do with our aravot in that case? The Chot Yaakov and the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sim Taf Mem Hey, which is Hilchot Pesach, say that there's a minhag to burn them together with the chametz. As far as the hadassim is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Tzadik Zayin Seif Dalet says that there's a minhag to use them for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbatot, again because you've used them for one mitzvah, to use them again for another mitzvah. But the Shulchan Aruch itself and other poskim point out that because they quickly lose their smell, so one should put them together with other basamim. So in your basamim holder, you can have the hadassim and cloves or whatever it is, and then you've got multiple smelling things that you're saying the bracha on. As far as the etrog is concerned, some people cook the etrog or turn it into jam or something like that, and there is a minhag to eat that jam on Tu Bishvat. The question that often comes up, though, is people have got schach which has perhaps gone mouldy, or it's not reusable schach, it's just leaves, laurel bushes, whatever it might be. What should they do with that? So that can certainly go into, if there's a green waste collection, then it could go into that. Again, it should be put in, if possible, in a respectful manner, certainly not with dirty things. Sometimes people are living in a block of flats or something like that tell me they've got nowhere to store it, nowhere, they haven't got a green collection. So what can they do? In that case, I say, just find a bush out in the garden and tuck it behind the bush, and it'll decay of its own accord. That's not a non-respectful way of doing it. Many people with their lulavim, actually, they keep them from year to year, and they put them in the schach. We have in the schach of our sukkah many lulavim from years and years, and each year the collection grows. But the ikar is that these things can be disposed of, but they should be done so in a respectful manner. Ad kan.